This is Cincinnati Edition. Good morning. I'm Mark Purcell. The Myth of the Perfect Girl. Author Anna Hamoyan examines that issue in a new book and talks to Marianne Zalesnik in about 15 minutes. And later, Donald Patz from Patz & Hall Winery discusses his wines and next week's Cincinnati International Wine Festival. To begin with, Jay Hanselman has a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
Cincinnati Council could vote next week on the city manager's proposal to lease some parking facilities. There were two public hearings on the plan this week, and about 45 speakers offered their thoughts, and nearly all of them were overwhelmingly opposed to the proposal. Tabitha Woodruff is with the Ohio Public Interest Research Group. She says the organization is happy the city has shared detailed information about the lease agreement.
We are still skeptical about the proposal itself and the private half-century monopolies it could create in our city. As we feared, it provides a short-term solution to a long-term budget problem, raises hours and rates on citizens, and has the potential to incur high transaction costs. We're encouraged, however, by the selection of a public entity, the Port Authority, and by numerous proposed provisions of the lease intended to ensure the city maintains control of details like rates and hours.
Other speakers against the lease were business owners and neighborhood representatives who are worried about the potential for higher parking meter rates. Ozzie Davis of Avondale was in the minority of the speakers.
I'm here tonight to ask for your support of the city manager's parking meter proposal. This proposal helps the city more than hurting it. And inherent in any plan that leases a city asset, there will be shortcomings.
The manager's parking proposal would lease some city-owned lots and garages and all parking meters to a partnership involving the Greater Cincinnati Port Authority and four other companies. Cincinnati would use money from the plan to stabilize its budget through 2015 and to fund several economic development projects. Hamilton County Commissioners plan to express their concerns about Cincinnati's proposed parking plan. They're drafting a letter to council members outlining some of the issues they have with the plan to outsource parking operations to the Port Authority and other firms. Commissioner Greg Hartman, in particular, doesn't like the reason behind the proposal.
My biggest concern is the use of this upfront money to plug ongoing operations of the city.
Hartman calls that bad government. The port is a joint venture between the city and county, but commissioners were not notified of the parking plan. Commission President Chris Monzel wants to see some guidelines drafted to make sure future port actions on behalf of the city or county won't adversely affect the other entity. Cincinnati officials met with Ohio transportation representatives this week about accelerating the construction of an interchange on I-71 at Martin Luther King Drive. That project wasn't scheduled to start until 2018, but now officials are aiming for work to begin in 2014. Making that change could mean the new interchange won't cost as much. Martha Kelly with the city's Department of Transportation and Engineering says right now there are two alternatives being considered.
The option two, which has the full interchange at Martin Luther King and keeps Taft and McMillan open, is the preferred alternative of the city staff as well as ODOT, and it also received the majority of the public support in the public meeting in 2011.
The other plan would eliminate the Taft-McMillan ramps, which officials say wouldn't help improve access to the uptown area from 71. The city will be holding public hearings in April to get feedback from residents on the final two alternatives. The city manager is suggesting using $20 million from the proposed parking lease agreement to help fund the new interchange. Cincinnati and the Southwest Ohio Regional Transit Authority have settled an ongoing dispute that resulted in a lawsuit against the city. City Council voted this week to fund the bus agency for the remaining 4 months of the fiscal year. Previously, the city had only provided monthly funding for January and February. Vice Mayor Roxanne Qualls told Council the feud is over in this exchange with Councilmember P.G. Sittenfeld.
The sort of board has voted to drop the suit. The language that was the source of disagreement between the city and the sort of board has been resolved, and so this actually is allowing them to continue smooth operations.
So this is, Madam Chair, a reflection of full resolution between the two entities?
Yes.
Thank you.
The dispute centered on the city's transit tax. SORTA argued it could only be used for metro operations. The city said it was for any expense related to transit. City Solicitor John Kerp says Cincinnati has agreed it will not use the transit fund for the regular maintenance of streets, sidewalks, and street lights. Meanwhile, the SORTA board has agreed to remove any reference to the transit fund in an intergovernmental agreement between the bus agency and the city, required for allocating federal dollars designated for the streetcar project. 3CDC will soon begin seeking state historic tax credits to fund renovation work on Over the Rhine's Memorial Hall. The redevelopment organization is signing a 40-year lease deal with the county to maintain and operate the Performance Center, which sits next to Music Hall. Marge Hamelruth is CEO of the Memorial Hall Society. She says the organization will still have operational oversight.
We've hired an executive director, and we're really confident that she's going to be doing a great job for us. And I think everything is going to be looking forward to having a wonderful art center. A lot more things happening there than have happened in the past. And once we make it more friendly to the users.
If the tax credits are secured as anticipated, renovation work could begin this summer. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.